Hola, ¿qué tal?
You have not been here
since the orange apocalypse.
Oh,
welcome.
I have so many orange apocalypse stories because I was in the perfect place to be when it occurred.
Where were you?
I was on a cruise ship
that had
disembarked in Puerto Rico.
So I would have been like, just keep going.
It was half Puerto Rican, a quarter African Americans who had saved up all year to be out to sea with their large families.
Oh, boy.
And a quarter white people that cruise all the time, that had a cruise they had to use before it expired, who ran around the ship saying, I'll never do this again. I hate Puerto Ricans. It was amazing.
Oh, fantastic.
Wow. No, it was, I did comedy in Spanish, and it cost $1.99 to use your own cell phone on the satellite. Mm. And Wednesday morning, there was not a human being on that ship that wasn't just like, I don't care. Everybody had their phones in their hands. And I had this one lady I walked past, typical like Patti LaBelle surfboard fingernails, tie-dye fringe dress. She was like, girl, the S has hit the fan. I am not getting off this boat.
And for a black person to not want to get off the boat, that's right.
Oh, no. My people couldn't wait to get off the boat.
Well,
they
okay.
were jumping close to Key West and just swimming the rest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have been radicalized since you knew me last. That's all I do now is activism.
Yeah, she's Stephanie F.
Yeah, I went to, yes. We are fighting this fight on every
like
level
Steph
we can.
X.
First of all, this election, it was stolen. It is friggin' rigged, and I am not a conspiracy theorist. But we have everything up. Call, write the White House, your legislators, go sign the change.org petition. And demand that they audit these election results, particularly in the swing states. Call Lindsey Graham's office, say you do this. He's the only one that's bringing up Russia's interference in the election. Yep. It is too
Stephanie,
important.
You know my family.
I've rescued a puppy that was dumped in the park by
I'm
probably some heartless Trump voter.
You know my family. They're left of left.
Yes.
Like, my family is the we don't need no stinking badges Latinos.
Right.
They're officially in mourning. Like, Thanksgiving is actually going to be funereal.
Yes.
No, I'm serious. My mother's like, no pumpkin pie. We will have nothing sweet.
See, now we can't, because it's orange, right?
Oh, yeah. What are you talking?
We can't have nice orange things anymore.
No, orange is done. Yeah, in fact, Florida has to change. Like,
orange is the new done. We're done with orange.
Orange is the new dark.
Let's go to Kim in Vermont. Hi, Kim. Welcome.
Hi, Stephanie. I want to say I love you guys.
I love you.
Fishy Tingo. Long-time fan here.
Thank you.
I'm not sure if you're aware, but I was up pretty late last night watching live feeds from Unicorn Riot and other people in Standing Rock. Last night, a bunch of protesters unarmed with their hands up were shot at with rubber bullets. Freezing temperatures below 20 degrees, and they were doused with water cannons.
I saw that.
And I was just wondering if you had anything to say about it being a big voice out there. And I know I listen to you and respect you a lot.
Yeah, the problem is, Vanessa and I were saying, there's so much horrible news going on, it is hard to even focus on one thing. And first of all, I would say that we have absolutely just had not even a bloodless coup. There's been some blood as well, and it is terrifying. Yes, I'm sorry, why do you always raise your hand like a Catholic girl?
Because I don't like to just jump in.
Yes.
I have to tell you, I've been the Mother Teresa of liberals for 2 weeks.
Yes.
I quote Jim, I give Jim full credit, but I have... On KFI, I have promulgated TAD, Trump Anxiety Disorder.
Yeah, that's
it's
me.
Become
that
big.
Was, I think that was mine, but
well,
okay.
It's
close.
But I actually give it to the show, is what I'm saying. I give it to the show.
Thank you.
And I have stopped people on the street that are weeping. I'm not even kidding. Yesterday in Silver Lake, there was a gay guy crying to his friend, and I overheard him saying, you know, is gay marriage going to be overturned on day two? I mean, people are genuinely like, conversations are filled with fear and shame. And
I started crying. I was talking to my 93-year-old Republican mom who voted for Trump, and I said, this isn't political, this is personal. I was hoping that, you know, you'd be able to see me get married before you die. And
it's not going to be over.
And you know me, you know that my abhorrent personality will probably be the thing that stops that, not Donald Trump. But still,
I think you should just marry the first person that says
theoretically,
yes.
I should be able to get married.
I would marry you just for your mom's sake.
I would marry you for your boobs.
Thank you.
17 minutes after the hour. What? Okay. 17.
That just happened. Are we getting married?
Yeah, let's do this.